Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Nastaprayeshu abhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. This morning we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 21. Titled Bali Maharaj Arrested by the Lord, text numbers 16 through 17. We'll see how far we get. How many of us need translation?
All of us have it.
I just wanted to confirm that it wasn't just congregational. Nandaha,
Sunando,
Atha,
Jaya,
Vijayaha,
Prabala,
Balaha,
Kumudaha,
Kumudakshas,
Cha,
Vishvakshenaha,
Vishvaksenaha,
Tathatvirat,
Nanda Sunanda Tajaya,
Vijaya Prabala Balaha,
Kumudakshascha,
Vishvaksena Patatrirat,
Nanda Sunanda Tajaya,
Vijaya Prabala Balaha,
Kumudakshascha,
Vishvaksena Patatrirat,
Nanda Sunanda Tajaya,
Vijaya Prabala Balaha,
Kumudakshascha,
Vishvaksena Patatrirat, Jayanta Shruta Devascha, Pushpadantota Satvataha, Sarve Naga Yutas Pranas, Chamunte Jagnur Asurim. Nanda Sunandaha, the associates of Lord Vishnu, such as Nanda and Sunanda.
In this way.
Jaya Vijaya Prabalaha, Balaha Kumada Kumada. Kumudakshaha
Mahakumudakshaha
Cha
Cha
Vishvaksena
Vishvaksena
as well as Jaya Vijaya Prabala Bala Kumada Kumadaksha
Bala Kumada Kumadaksha
and Vishvaksena
and Vishvaksena
Patatri Rat
Patatri Rat
Garuda the king of the birds
Garuda the king of the birds
Jayanta Shruta Devaha
Jayanta Shruta Devaha
Cha
Cha
Pushpadantaha
Pushpadantaha
Atha
Atha
Satvataha
Satvataha
Jayanta Shruta Deva Pushpadanta
Jayanta Shruta Deva Pushpadanta
and Satvata
and Satvata
Sarve
Sarve
all of them
all of them
Naga Ayuta Pranaha
Naga Ayuta Pranaha
as powerful as 10,000 elephants.
As powerful as 10,000 elephants.
Jamum,
Jamum,
the soldiers of the demons.
The soldiers of the demons.
They.
Jagnuhu,
killed.
Asurim,
the maniac.
The maniac.
Translation. Nanda, Sunanda, Jaya, Vijaya, Prabala, Bala, Kumuda, Kumudaksha, Vishvaksena, Patatrirat, or Garuda, Jayanta, Shrutadev, Pushpadanta, and Satvata were all associates of Lord Vishnu. They were as powerful as 10,000 elephants. And now they began killing the soldiers of the demons. Does that need translation? Okay, so Bali Maharaj has surrendered to Lord Vishnu. He has given up the performance of his yajna, and he has disobeyed his spiritual master, Shukracharya, and his followers have begun to attack the demigods and Lord Vishnu because they think that this is the right thing that they should do.
Bali Maharaj se predao gospodinu Vishnu, prekinuo je sa svojim žrtvovanjem i nije poslušao uputstva svoga uglavnog učitelja Šukracharje i sada su njegovi pratioci počeli napadati gospodina Vishnu jer su mislili da je to pravilno.
They acted against, although ostensibly, externally, they claimed to be acting on the interest of Bali Maharaj, but in reality they were acting against his wishes.
Iako je zvane izgledalo da djeluju za dobrobit Bali Maharaja, oni su stvari djelovali protiv njegove želje.
Sometimes we find that some disciples of the spiritual master, especially in a big institution, will claim to following the spiritual master, but will do things that are clearly not in the interest of either the institution or the good name of the spiritual master.
Ponekad također je učiniti nekog duhovnog učitelja specijalno unutar neke velike institucije mogu djelovati na način na koji je očito da da nije dobar ni za samu instituciju, ni za dobro ime duhovnog učitelja.
Such persons are acting under the influence of Maya.
Dakle, osobe djeluju pod utjecajem Maje.
Here we see that although the demons want to attack Vishnu, they are being destroyed by the demigods who are very, very powerful.
Ovdje možemo vidjeti da iako su demoni htjeli napad gospodina Vishnu, bili su uništeni od strane polubogova koji su vrlo moćni.
We should always have faith. And we should actually realize more than just faith, but we should come to the point of realizing that Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partho Danur Dara Tatra Shir Vijayabhu Dirdu Nidirma Dirmama. Wherever there is Krishna and his devotees, there will always be ultimate victory.
Tako se realizirati da gdje god je gospodin Krishna, tu će biti pobjeda.
Krishna says, janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvata tyakva deham punar janmana iti mameti so Arjuna. Someone who realizes that my activities, my birth and my activities are not ordinary, they're not subject to the normal laws of karma, etc. Such a person becomes eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. Such a person does not take birth again in the material world.
On postaje kvalificiran da ode u duhovni svijet i više se ne rađe u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
So no matter how weak or fallen or weak or fallen we feel ourselves, if we take shelter of the Lord and even just externally, if we engage in his service, ultimately we will be victorious, both in conquering our own senses and in promoting the mission of the Lord.
Samo ako imamo vjeru u gospodina i ako iznenski vršimo aktivnosti predanog služenja, bit ćemo uspješni u ovladavanju našim čudima i služenju i širenju misije.
There may be some battles that we lose. There may be some temporary setbacks or some seeming defeats, but number one, there will always be something that we can learn from in such types of defeats, and number two, we will always win the war.
Mi možemo izgubiti neku bitku i sigurno će nam se desiti neki privremeni poraz, ali prva stvar je da iz toga možemo nešto naučiti, a druga je da ćemo dobiti rat.
One may ask, where does this confidence come from?
Osoba može pitati, otkuda nam uvjerenost u to?
Well, I must say that I had the same doubt, so I put the question to my spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada, I put it in this way, I said, Srila Prabhupada, in spiritual life, we are advised to become humble. And at the same time, people often say that unless you have confidence in your life, then you won't succeed. How can you succeed without having confidence in yourself? So how do I balance on the one side being very humble and on the other side having confidence?
Я сам имал тут сумни, па сам питал свој дух на будителя, што да правил, па дам питање сам поставил на следеќи начин. С једне стране, ми морамо бити понизни, а с друге стране, каже се да би успели у било чему, морамо имати неку веру или повјерење у самог себе. И онда како балансирате две ствари?
So, Srila Prabhupada said that a devotee has great confidence in that he will achieve success.
La Prabhupada rekla da bhakta ima veliku vjeru ili sigurnost da će dostići krajnji cilj.
He has great confidence in Krishna's ability to succeed, and we are simply doing Krishna's work. It is not our particular ability or strength by which we are succeeding, but it is Krishna's ability by which we are succeeding.
Bhakta ima veliku vjeru da Krishna je sigurno da će Krishna uspjeti. Dakle, on nema vjeru u sebe da će on nešto napraviti, nego ima vjeru u Krishnu.
Just like, I'll give an example, and maybe it sounds a little presumptuous of me. You know this word? Someone help them out. Presumptuous means that you presume, you know, presume? You presume something, taking a little liberty, or, you know, you. Okay, let me work at it another way here. I will say something which may sound like I'm being a little overconfident or whatever.
Reći ću nešto što može izgledati da imam previše povjerenja u samom sebi.
But I'll give the example of Harinam on Saturday night.
That's the primer Harinam u subotu navečer.
How many of you were there?
Oh, there were 4 of us here tamo.
Okay, this will mean something there. So, at a certain point, I kind of took control.
U određenom trenutku ja sam preuzeo kontrolu.
Of the energy of the crowd.
Energije publike, preuzeo kontrolu energije publike.
Would anybody agree with me on that? I mean, was that a correct reading, would you say? I kind of put on a show.
U jednom trenutku sam napravio show.
And I captured the energy of the people. And I got them to laugh, I got them to chant, and I got some kind of favorable impression I drew out from them. Now, where did I get the kind of, you know, confidence to do that?
Otkuda meni uvjerenost da to napravim?
To just be so bold, people I've never met before, I don't even speak their language, and here I am just, you know, telling them, okay, everybody raise your hands, come on. You know, everybody chant, come on, chant. Where did I get the confidence to do that?
Odakle meni uvjerenost da kažem ljudima koje nikad nisam vidio i čiji jezik ne govori, da im kažem da dignu ruke i da pjevaju Hare Krishna.
Actually, personally, at least from my own experience in my youth, I'm a very shy person.
Osobno, sam mislio da svoj iskustvo kad sam bio mali, ja sam vrlo stidljiva osoba.
But somehow or other, in my experience in Krishna consciousness, I've just got this very strong faith that Krishna will help his devotees to succeed in whatever they sincerely endeavor to do for his satisfaction.
Nekako sam prakticirajući svjesnost Krišne shvatio da Krišna pomaže onim bhaktama koji iskreno žele napraviti nešto za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
So I just take tremendous chances to make a complete fool of myself, but I always see that somehow or other, because I'm sincerely trying to please my spiritual master and Krishna, Krishna always protects me, and Krishna always, in one way or another, creates victory, or I learn something wonderful.
Tako bi, ja sam u stvari uzeo veliki rizik da ispadnem budala na tom skupu, ali pošto imam vjeru u duhovnog učitelja, Krišna mi ili uvijek pomogne da ostvarim pobjedu ili mi pomogne da naučim nešto iz toga.
So, all of these different demigods are as powerful as 10,000 elephants.
Svi ovi polubogovi su moćni kao 10,000 slonova.
Now, there are probably very few of us who could fight with even one elephant.
Rijetki su među nama koji bi se mogli boriti sa samo jednim slonom.
Even the best of the Croatian wrestlers or boxers or karate experts, even they would have trouble to fight with even one elephant.
Čak i najbolji hrvatski hrvači ili boksači ili karatisti bi imali problema da se bore samo s jednim slonom.
So, what to speak of 10,000 elephants?
Da govoriti o 10,000 slonova.
But they were empowered by Lord Krishna to defeat these demons.
Ali oni su bili opunomoćeni od Krišnog gospodina da pobjede te demone.
Krishna says, Shabda ke, Paurusham Nishu, Paurusham Nishu, I am the ability in man. By Krishna's mercy, Munkam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim. Yat kripa, the kripa, by the mercy, tamaham bande sri gurum dinataranam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, or Paramananda Madhavam, the mercy of Krishna, a lame man can walk over mountains and a blind man can see.
Krishna kaže, ja sam sposobnost u čovjeku i također postupci da milošću Guru i Krishna troma osoba može prohodati planine i slijepa osoba može progledati.
When Arjuna no longer needed superhuman strength after the battle of Kurukshetra was over, he was defeated by a band of coward men.
Kad Arjuna više nije trebao nadljudsku snagu nakon bitke na Kurukshetri, onda su ga pobijedili obični pastiri.
This powerful Maharati, who could fight with 10,000 elephants, could not defeat 20 cowboys.
da je Maharati koji se mogao boriti sa 10.000 slonova, a sad više nije mogao pobijediti ni 20 kobora.
When Krishna did not desire it.
Kada Krishna to nije želio.
So, we should always have confidence that in our endeavor to spread Krishna consciousness, in our competition with the demoniac living entities, demoniac-like people, that we will always be victorious.
Trebamo biti svjesni da ćemo uvijek izvući pobjedu u borbi za raznim demonima.
Like I told the crowd yesterday, this movement is growing and spreading in very wonderful ways which we cannot even imagine.
Kako sam jučer rekao publici da se ovaj pokret širi na zadivljujuće načine koje ne možemo ni shvatiti.
As long as we maintain our principles of purity, that is our force. There is tremendous strength in purity. There is a nice story. Anyway, I can't remember the story, but it's in relationship to one of the seven chaste ladies, and I can't remember exactly, but she, by her purity and her chastity, she was able to conquer the biggest of the demigods. I forget the exact story, but anyway, the point is that purity is our force, and you don't realize the potency of purity.
Postoji jedna priča o čestitoj ženi koja je uspjela svoju čestitost pobijediti najveći polu Boga. Mogu ti to što se ne sjećam te priče. Uglavnom poanta je da mi ne shvaćamo koja je moć čistoće.
One of my god brothers was telling me a story a few years ago how Krishna consciousness is penetrating. He was traveling from Egypt to Bahrain, across land in a van, Tribhuvanath Prabhu, very wonderful and pure brahmachari, my god brother.
Meni je moj brat po Bogu koji se zove Tribhuvanath Prabhu, koji je vrlo čisti brahmachari, on mi je pričao kako je, pri tri godine mi je pričao kako je putovao iz Egipta sa kombijem u neki grad.
He was going from Egypt to Bahrain, the country.
Išao iz Egipta u neku zemlju.
Bahrain. And the Emirates.
The UAE.
Over there. So, he was driving across the deserts of Saudi Arabia. And he was with a couple of other brahmacharis. They had to stop. They had to find some place to stop at night. And they came to a little small town in the middle of the desert, an oasis, an insignificant place on the map.
Došli su, pošto su preko noći morali negdje stati, došli su u neki mali grad, beznačajni, u sred pustinje, u neku oazu koja nije na mapi.
So they were asking around where they could stay, and they mentioned that they were monks practicing yoga.
Oni su pitali po gradu gdje mogu prestavati i spomenuli su da su svećenici koji prakticiraju jogu.
Okay, this is Saudi Arabia, remember? To say that there is a little fanaticism there would be an understatement.
Reći da tamo ima malo fanatizma, to je najbolje rečeno.
Anyway, somehow or other, they were directed to the house of this one man who had an extra room where he could receive guests. So they approached him and they told him their situation, that they were traveling monks and they needed a place to stay and that they were practicing yoga. So then the man's face brightened up and he said, "Oh, really? You're doing yoga? I know about yoga." And he went into his house and rummaged around did some shuffling of books in his library, and he pulled out a book, The Nectar of Devotion. He showed it to the devotees, The Complete Science of Bhakti Yoga. Okay, this is in the middle of the desert in Saudi Arabia. Another time I was in Africa, and I had a wonderful time there in Nigeria. So I was hosted by one of the devotees there, Arjuna Das. He just happened to be the commissioner of police of the city of Lagos. You know, I got a wonderful reception. Three police officers came right through customs and immigration, got me right from the time I got off the plane, escorted me through without any formalities. So many businessmen from England waiting in line and wondering, what is this? This monk, Hare Krishna, is being escorted through by police officers. And then Arjuna greeted me outside with his Mercedes car, and then we drove into town to the temple, and there was a little motorcade of policemen behind us.
I onda me Arjuna dočekao u svom Mercedesu i odvezao me u hram, a za nama je išla policijska pratnja.
So anyway, Arjuna was also a chief in a village. He had some property, and from that village he was like the chief there. Apart from being the police chief, he was the village chief too.
Pored toga što je bio šef policije, on je bio i šef nekog sela.
So he wanted to show me a farm that he had, and he was trying to make Krishna conscious, so he took me one day in his car to see that. So He was in civilian dress, wasn't in his uniform or anything, and we were driving out of the city on a main road when we got stopped at a roadblock.
On je bio u civilnom odijelu i mi smo se vozili po cesti ili glavnoj cesti iznad grada i onda su nas zaustavili.
Apparently they have a lot of trouble with car theft, and so they have various roadblocks around the city.
Oni imaju puno problema s krađom automobila i stoga imaju razne rampe oko grada.
So what happened was there were three light machine gun. It's got a frame that looks like this.
To su bila tri velika afrička policajca koji su imali
machine gun. You don't know what is machine gun, then you're really from the villages. So these policemen stopped us. I was shocked because, we're in a nice, beautiful Mercedes car and whatever. Anyway, they pulled us over, and one rather burly, grumpy-looking policeman came up to the window of the car and stuck his machine gun in the window.
Ja sam bio jako šokiran pošto smo nas zaustavili, išli smo u autobusu i onda je jedan policajac koji je bio grumpy,
just kind of
ugly.
Not ugly, but that too.
In a bad mood.
In a bad mood, right.
Jedan policajac koji je bio lošeg raspoloženja i odmah je sigurno skupio puno ljudi.
And he shook the machine gun and said, "Show me your papers."
I onda je potresao sa svojom puškom i rekao, "Pokaži mi svoje papire."
Arjuna was an amazing guy, actually. Although he was the police commissioner, although he had a couple of degrees in marine engineering and philosophy from the UK, but he also practiced yoga, hatha yoga, and he was very cool-headed.
Arjuna je bio dosta zanimljiv, pošto je, pored toga što je bio šef policije, imao i neke diplome iz Engleske. Brodogradnje filozofije i također se bavio hatha jogom, tako da je bio dosta smiren.
So, he didn't say, "Hey, look, I'm the police commissioner, get your gun out of the way," or something. He just, have you chopped up and fed to the alligators. He didn't say that.
On mi je rekao, daj maknuti pušku van, ja sam šef policije, da ću te nasiskati, bacim taj vatr.
He said, "I don't have them with me."
On je rekao, nemam sa sobom dokumenta.
And then the man again got even more vicious and hit the window and said, "Show me your papers, I have to see your papers." And Arjuna said, "I left them at home, I don't have them."
And Arjuna rekao, "Pokaži mi papire," već je bio malo uzrujan. Arjuna rekao, "Ne, ostavi se mi kod kuće."
So then the man went over and talked to the other policeman, and then he came back again. And again he said, "If you don't show me your papers, we're going to have to take you into the police station."
And then he porazgovarao sa ovom dvojicom i vratio se i rekao, "Ako ne daš papire, morat ćemo te odvesti u policijsku postaju."
So Arjuna said, You've got me. I don't have the papers. So then I was getting a little worried. I didn't know what was happening. This guy could have pulled his trigger as well as, you know, as much as just look at us. It's one of those situations where... So then the man looked in the other side of the car, looked in the front window, and saw me sitting on the other side in my dhoti and kurta and shaved head, and I thought, oh my God, what's going to happen now? So then he turned back to Arjuna and he said, oh, you're with Prabhupada's men, you can go. Oh,
shucks.
I thought, my gosh, Krishna consciousness has gone so deep in the people of Africa, the dark continent.
Kako je svjesnost Krišne ušla duboko u ljude u Afriku koji su tam.
So in our fight against Maya, we have the purity of 10,000 nuns.
U našoj borbi protiv Maje mi imamo moć 10,000 časnih sestara.
We have great strength in our celibacy, in our dedication to Guru and Gauranga, in our book distribution mission, self-sacrifice. There's great strength there.
Imamo veliku moć koja dolazi od naših celibata, svečane misije, Gura i Gorange, bijeljni tira.
Okay. So we can all be very confident that if we continue what we're doing, we will be successful in our own lives, and we'll also be successful in at least temporarily checking the forces of Kali Yuga and doing something very wonderful for the world, making a real contribution to society. That legacy is now in our hands.
Ako samo nastavimo, onda
help.
Onda možemo biti sigurni da ćemo uspjeti u našem vlastitom osobnom životu.
Legacy. The Olympic torch has been put in our hands. And this is a very, very good point.
Pitanje je kako ponekad djelujemo naivno u svjesnosti Krišne i ovisimo o Krišni, ali pošto smo naivni, radimo greške, mislimo da tražimo Krišna za svjetski. Kako onda možemo primijetiti, kako se može vidjeti, kako možemo shvatiti greške da djelujemo tako?
This is one of the most essential things in our work, that we always consult with and confirm our own realizations with senior Vaishnavas.
Jedna od najvažnijih stvari je da se uvijek moramo konzultirati i potvrditi svoje mišljenje sa starim bhaktama.
Krishna is guiding us, but he comes down through the cyclic succession.
Krishna nas vodi, ali on silazi kroz učeničko nasljeđe.
We all need someone, some authority, some experienced person whom we can get good advice from.
Mi uvijek trebamo nekog autoriteta, neku iskusnu osobu od koje možemo dobiti savjet.
Sadhu, satsang, especially the way Srila Prabhupada has given us Krishna consciousness, means not just discussing Krishna's Rasa-lila pastimes. Being part of Lord Chaitanya's movement, it means also practically discussing how to spread Krishna consciousness, keeping Shastra and our Siddhanta in the center, but being practical at the same time.
Da Prabhupada nam je dao ovaj proces na takav način, ne da samo diskutiramo filozofski o rasa lili, već da diskutiramo praktično o tome kako proširiti ovaj pokret u skladu sa šastrama.
This is a very important principle, the cyclic succession, and this idea that dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat vanitam, the path of religion and religious activities are descending avaroha panta. This is an important principle of cyclic succession, that the path of religion and spiritual guidance, they're coming down through this descending process.
To je važna poanta, da duhovno religijski principi i duhovno znanje silaze kroz učeničko nasljeđe.
So there is some practical benefit for having old people around.
Znači ima neke praktične dobrobiti kad imamo starije ljudi.
Thanks, Krishna. We have some experience that young people, they have enthusiasm, they have a lot of energy, but a little perhaps naivete.
Imamo iskustvo da mladi ljudi imaju entuzijazma i energije, ali su malo naivni.
And older, more experienced devotees who have made a whole lot of mistakes and have learned from them can help the next generation to not make the same mistakes or not as many as they would have ordinarily made. We always make mistakes.
Ali stari vakta, oni mogu, pošto su napravili puno grešaka i naučili iz njih, oni mogu savjetovati mlađe vakte da ne naprave te iste greške ponovo.
So, try not to act impetuously. Try to consult very carefully and then act with full enthusiasm and confidence. Impetuous means to act sort of spontaneously out of raw enthusiasm.
Ne bi trebali djelovati hirovito, ne bi se trebali konzultirati sa drugima i onda djelovati sa punim entuzijazmom.
Utsa, enthusiasm is very important, but it has to be tempered by patience and determination.
Entuzijazam je vrlo dobar, ali mora biti mora biti obojan sa strpljenjem i
determination. Utsaha nishchaya dharya tatakama pravartana sangatya yashtabha. So this is the way that we can all work together very nicely. And get inspiration from Krishna. And have the confidence that we need to be successful. Any other questions?
If followers of other religions sincerely chant the names of God, that is Allah and so on, but they never came in contact with four bona fide sampradayas, can they go to the spiritual world? And if they follow for like many
somehow or other, remember Krishna in a favorable mood of devotional service at the time of death. If you achieve the result, then you go back to Godhead.
Ako se treba se povoljno sjećati u trenutku Krišna u trenutku smrti sa devocijom i ako ta osoba napravi na neki način bude na put u Bogu.
But it is our doubt whether it is possible to do so unless one follows certain principles of Sanatan Dharma.
Ali naša sumnja je da li će to biti moguće ako osoba ne slijedi određene principe da nastane dan.
We're not so concerned which guru or which path you follow.
Nas ne zabrinjava toliko koji guru ili koji put osoba slijedi.
But unless one accepts the eternal principles of Sanatana Dharma or Bhakti Yoga, it's not very likely that you will be able to control your mind and remember Krishna at the time of death.
Ako osoba ne slijedi povijesne principe Sanatana Dharma ili Bhakti Yoga, onda nema baš puno šanse da će sjetiti Krishna u trenutku smrti.
There are exceptions. John Neal didn't live a very pious life. But he got somehow or other Krishna's mercy. Very much. And hope that we'll see you again sometime in the course of our journeys. I know that I'm traveling, and I know Galatians have been in the last few years traveling all over the world. You see them in India, Europe, everywhere. But anyway, I think you have a very nice opportunity here in Zagreb and in other places that I've seen to do something significant for spreading Krishna consciousness this will benefit you. And what it really means is fixing your mind on a particular service, and then at least for 5 years or so remain steady in your position. That's how you make progress. So please do that. That's my humble request. Fix yourself in devotional service here in Zagreb or whatever is appropriate, and continue preaching the way you are, and Krishna and Srila Prabhupada will give you all their blessings, and all of your problems in life will be definitely solved, without a doubt. I like to come to a temple where I see the same people year after year, not every. Of course, it's nice if there are new people, because then you can tell the same jokes over and over again. They're still new, but still, I anyway. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Nadam se da ćemo se opet sresti, jer ja putujem puno, a vidio sam dosta i da Hrvati putuju puno, vidio sam i Indije, Evropi i svugdje. I ovdje postoji velika prilika da se učim nešto značajno za Šila Prabhupada. Važan princip je da osoba kad radi neku službu, da ju radi na duže staze, tako da se upisira u nešto da to radi bar 5 godina. I ja volim dosti tempo gdje uvijek da su uvijek isti bakte. I lijepo je da dođu nove bakte, naravno, ali onda možete uvijek pričati iste što se ponovo, ali također je dobro kad bakte
ostane. I can just tell you that whatever I showed you the other day, Bangalore or Bombay or any successful project in the world, the reason it was successful, or one of the main reasons, was a group of devotees dedicated themselves to that project for 10, 15, 20 years.
Program koji sam pokazao u Bangaloreu i Bombaju, također svi ti projekti, najvažnija stvar da projekt uspije je da se grupa ljudi posveti, da se uzme to kao za misiju, i onda to radi 10, 15, 20 godina.
In every aspect you have to find something, some service that you like to do, some position, whatever it is, dedicate yourself to it. In family life, dedicate yourself to making your family work and being responsible, basically. You want to be, you know, it's all those things that when you were young you hated to hear about from your parents. Right? You have to be responsible, you have to be steady, you have to be pure, and all those stupid things that are just for adults, you know. Well, the fact is that that's how you get real, deep, lasting happiness. Not by spacing out and, you know, doing nothing completely. You know, doing a little here and then doing something else, and, you know, find one thing, dedicate yourself to it, stick to it. It might not be translation work.
Važno je naći neki položaj koji odgovara osobi, onda se tu posvetiti na duže vremena, i važni su postojanost da osoba bude odgovorna. Znam da to sve ste slušali od svojih roditelja i mislili ste da je glupo, ali na taj način osoba dostiže neku dublju sreću ako je odgovorna, postojana, a ne ako sve radi pomalo i ništa ne dovrši.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.